It's been nearly a week since U.S. and British forces began military action against Iraq. The pace of the war has unrolled with increasing force, and the toll of war is being counted. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg has these thoughts as the war continues.
We are a swirl now. In sights and in emotions. Swirls of sand sweeping up from the desert in Iraq. Swirls of color, yellow jonquils and forsythia, pink cherry blossoms just beginning to greet the warming days here in Code Orange City, Washington, D.C. Swirls of sound, crackles and combat coming across the satellite phones of reporters embedded with troops. The chirps of birds, young, some of them announcing this season. And swirls of feelings as the information on dead and captured continues to flow, as well as the breadth of international opposition to military action as it comes clear on the streets of foreign cities. How to assimilate all this? How to think about it, whether you support this war or oppose it? There has been grief from the beginning in those moments when we learned that U.S. forces had commenced attacks. The grim awareness, even amongst those who stand for this action, that it would bring terrible destruction, deaths, suffering, no matter how just the cause. And for those against the military strikes, an even deeper conviction that war is not the solution, but rather a path to further turmoil. Now we grieve for the dead, Americans and allies who served their nation, Iraqis trapped by a dictator who die following his commands or simply living in his country. And we pray for the quick conclusion of this conflict, the chance for all who fight to be able to go home before too many seasons pass. The word worthy floated up in the solemn contemplation of these warring days. The need as citizens, whether for or against this war, to acknowledge the men and women who are in harm's way so that we can watch the jonquils bloom. To be worthy, in our support or our protest, of this democracy in which we live, knowing there are people giving their lives on its behalf. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
A collection of commentaries on the war in Iraq is at npr.org. Before the war began, U.S. officials had predicted that the Shia Muslims in southern Iraq would revolt against Baghdad after the fighting started. Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, for years had harshly suppressed the Shias, who are the majority in Iraq but have no political power. But so far, there's been no uprising by the Shias against Saddam Hussein. General Tommy Franks, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, says the reason is fear. The Shias in southern Iraq are still terrorized by Saddam Hussein's regime. Britain's prime minister has offered another explanation. After the 1991 Gulf War, the Shias in southern Iraq did revolt against Saddam Hussein, but the United States did not help them. Now, Blair has said, the Shias are cautious, waiting to be sure Saddam Hussein's regime is gone before taking any political risks.